Welcome to the Industry Debate, The Next 5 Years, recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016. I'm chairing this debate. My name is Ben Atkins, and I'm a trustee of the Oral Health Foundation and the clinical director of Revive Dental Care in Manchester. The speakers are established figures from the UK dental community and need little introduction. Nikki Borosima, practice manager and president of the Association of Dental Administrators and Managers.
Good morning, my name's Nikki Borosima and I'm a practice manager at the Smile Rooms in Malton, North Yorkshire, and I've been in dentistry for nearly 30 years. I'm also the president of the Association of Practice Administrators and Managers. So what can we say about the management of dental practices moving forward within the next 5 years? Well, let's look at the first key areas, and first of all you've got to look at your people. And for the next 5 years, have you got the right people in place with the right skill set to do the correct job that's going to comply with all the legislation moving forward? If we have a look backwards, probably 9 years ago, and think how much technology has changed within those 9 years, how is it going to look in the next 5 years? It's quite a unique opportunity for practices to look forward to the vision and also to embrace outside industry to see how other businesses globally are going to work. Now, of course, we've got an exciting time moving forward with the EU referendum. And how is that going to have an impact on your business? It doesn't matter whether you're a small independent or a multi-global corporate. You are going to have or feel an impact with the governing bodies that are going to create with the EU referendum. So have you put that into your marketing plan and your marketing strategy moving forward? Let's think about the patient care and make sure that again that you've got the right skill set in your practice to manage the people. That's managing the staff as well as your patients. We've already heard today that we've got an older demographic and they're going to need specialist care, so have we got the people there? We've talked about compliance and we need to make sure again that with compliance we're auditing everything, so we have got proof that we're auditing everything. It's a new skill set, so we've got care workers within the industry. But have we got people that can analyse data for you? You may find that one nurse is very good at the analytical side. When we're looking at well-led dental practices, we must make sure that we have the skill set of the people there moving forward. Now we know that moving forward within the industry, especially within the NHS, economical needs of the public is going to be forefront. We have to think about the health and we have to think about the healthcare. So how is that going to have an impact and how are you going to develop your business further to put the health back in healthcare?
Thank you. The industry debate, the next 5 years, was recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016, by 2020dentistry.com, and audio post-production by Mads Vid. With a special thank you to all the speakers and participants for taking part in the discussion and allowing us to share it. Thank you.